We're back, folks. Major to Me Season 4 is officially underway. Just a few things to keep in mind as you listen. First, it's 2008 and Tristan is trying to finish the second semester of his sophomore year. Second, if you haven't listened to the spinoff series Majoring in Her, you may want to as it gives a few insights as to the development in Denise's love life. Plus, I might be a little biased, but it's a pretty good series. And lastly, be sure to support. Like, subscribe, share, and heck, float a donation via the link. All right, without further ado, enjoy the episode. I can't believe you have me in this crowded mall.
Boy, relax. After all the running around I helped you do for this beta party tonight, the least you could do is bring me here to scoop up a little outfit. Besides, I'm only going to be a quick minute.
Why do people do that? Why do they say, give me a quick minute, when they know good and well they're going to take 40? Okay. You were ride or die and helped me run these last minute errands.
Exactly. Poor Kendrick is out there doing last minute things by himself. I still think it's funny there are 5 of you on the yard, but it seems like only 2 of y'all are stressing yourselves out today.
Don't get me started. But to be fair, Chance is at work, and he did take care of all the paperwork for tonight's party. Plus, he's the one that actually found the DJ.
So I won't cut my eyes at him when I see him tonight. But those other two, what is it that they do other than stroll?
Because David and Lamont are my line brothers, and we went through a lot of shit together, I feel like I should defend them. But she's not exactly wrong. They don't fill out paperwork. They don't book meeting rooms. They don't plan community service events. Just practically nothing. I mean, they do know how to stroll, and David is Mr. Popularity. That's something, I guess. Denise, how about we just move on? What's up with you and Nathan these days?
You would pivot to that, wouldn't you?
I mean, inquiring minds do want to know. And yeah, I'm the inquiring mind.
Yeah, I caught that. But before I answer you, what do you think about this shirt?
Now, friend, we have had this conversation.
You know what? Forget it. I just asked you to tell me if the shirt looks good because you're here with me, not because you're gay, fool.
Well, you know I had to make sure.
Yeah, whatever. So as far as your question, Nathan and I are just cool. We aren't back together by any means, but we've been talking.
Talking? Hmm. So what? Y'all are, like, hitting the sheets?
Hitting the sheets? How old are you? Let's just say we're doing what you and Kendrick are doing.
Well, if that were the case, I guess that means you and Nathan are back together then.
Excuse me? What are you saying?
So we had a conversation last night, and I'm proud to say we are officially back together.
About damn time. I'm happy for y'all.
Thanks. I just want us to stay happy, though.
Everything will be fine. Shit, at least you don't have to compete with a baby mama like I do.
Really?
Yes. Now, what about this shirt?
Oh, so the Tickle Bitty's coming out tonight, I see.
Boy, shut up.
David is an asshole. You don't do shit for the party all day, but then you send me a text asking me to kick in money so you can make beta punch?
Yeah, David really did have some nerve. I get Kendrick is annoyed by David, but he and I both know this is not about a text. Why can't he just admit that he's been pissed at David ever since he made that comment about Tyson at the probate? Look, just try to calm down and relax. This is going to be the first party we throw on campus as betas. We need to present a united front. Let's just put the drama off for later.
All right, you got a point, but I still ain't giving him no money.
Okay, that's fine. Now let's talk about something I know will bring a smile to your face.
Oh yeah? What's that?
Me, of course.
What about you?
I mean, you have all of me, all of this, back.
All of what exactly?
This.
Oh, word? Now you know we're supposed to be heading back to the Madison Center in like 5 minutes to collect money. Why are you trying to start something?
Trying. I'm literally standing here naked. And I told Lamont he had to get to the venue early because something came up and we'd be a little bit late.
Oh, So you lied.
Well, did I? Looking at you, it seems I was right.
What's gotten into you?
Nope, I'm done. That was one too many questions. Definitely about to put my clothes back on.
You're not.
Okay, so you better be thinking of me when you're grinding on those girls tonight.
Okay, but I could say the same thing about you too.
Oh shit. So here comes David. Try to keep everything calm and relaxed.
Hey yo, what the fuck? Y'all were supposed to be here an hour ago. Me and Lamont, I had to hold things down.
Oh, you mean you had to do some work?
What's that mean?
David, why don't you head into the party? Kendrick and I can watch the door for a minute.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Them dusty ass Kappa Pi Omega brothers are here, and I just know that they're going to try and outstroll us, even with all the Beta brothers being here.
Okay, man. Just have a good time.
Hey.
Bro, why you just let him get away with that? We've been running around all day, and he couldn't collect money?
Honestly, I'm just trying to keep the peace. Besides, I'd rather be out here taking tickets than be inside pretending to have a good time at the party.
But T.
Whoa. Bump all that. What the hell is he doing here?
Who? Oh. I mean, I guess the party.
Cute. But seriously, why is Xavier your ex-boyfriend here?
Is it crazy to say to have a good time? And you want to maybe stop talking about him since he's walking this way?
Okay, Tristan. Just put on your game face and don't let him, of all people, see you sweat.
Kendrick, what's up? How are you? Sounds like you all might actually have some people in there.
I mean, it's the first on-campus party, and more importantly, it's a beta party. So of course people are gonna show up.
Oh, okay then. Well, are you gonna make me pay to get in, or am I cool?
Ooh, sorry. But everyone who's not a beta has to pay. Chapter rules. I don't care if Kendrick is cutting his eyes at me. And yeah, I know I'm lying, because as soon as Denise gets here, I'm skating her in this party for free. So what?
Oh, okay. It's 10, right, Trevor?
I know damn well he knows my name.
His name is Tristan, but yeah, it's 10.
Well, here you go. And I swore it was Trevor. Maybe you just look more like a Trevor.
How does someone look like a Trevor? What does the Trevor look like? What is he talking about?
Guess I'll see y'all inside later.
Yep. You good, Trevor?
Don't start with that shit.
I mean, you do look like one.
You know what?
Hey, look. It's Tyson.
I'm not sure why Tyson always has this nervous, pained expression plastered across his face. I wish he would learn to relax. It's not like I'm Will Smith and Kendrick is Jay-Z or somebody. Well, he's walking this way. Maybe I'll see if I can try to loosen him up.
Kendrick, y'all might want to get in here and break up this fight.
Shit, a fight already? Why is it that we can never have anything nice? Welp, helping Tyson's gonna have to wait.
Hey, yo, get the fuck off him.
Hey, stop. Will y'all knock this shit off? David, what the hell are you doing?
Man, these bitch-ass Kappa Pies don't know when to get the fuck out the way.
Bro, chill. Is y'all trying to get the party shut down or something?
Well, that's exactly what they did. The party's over. You all go home.
Oh, hey, officer. Yo, this is a small misunderstanding. We're all good now, I promise.
Son, I don't know if you didn't hear me or what, but it's over. Now, you all have 10 minutes to clear out of here.
But
if I have to warn you all again, I'll be doing so with the rest of my force and handcuffs.
Oh, yes, officer, we're leaving. I don't know what's wrong with Kendrick, but I am not reliving my freshman semester.
Damn it, David. You happy now?
I'm not about to let anyone sit here and try and punk me. Punk the bros.
David, chill. We'll talk about it later. Why does Kendrick have to look at me like that? It's not like I'm taking David's side, but I mean, come on, we are in public. This is definitely not how I want to start off the semester.
Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time.